Hot Shots, a Neil Hamel Mystery No. 7 by Judith Van Gysen. Narrated by Meredith Mitchell. Chapter 1. It was beginning to feel like the year it rained twice. We never have a lot of rain in Albuquerque, but last spring there was none. When May turned to June, it got hot. Rattlesnakes slithered onto West Mesa terraces. Bears came out of the mountains searching for food or drink, and coyotes crisscrossed the foothills trolling for pets. Most years when the heat arrives, the wind dies down, but this summer it continued, blowing West Mesa dirt across town, turning wandering trash bags into flapping black ravens, swirling dust devils down back roads and driveways, scratching branches against skylights, turning your mind into a house with wide open windows. My lover, the kid, is sometimes known as El Greñas, the mophead, but even his hair went flat in the dry heat. My secretary, Anna, kept her hairdo's volume up, but it took hours in the bathroom spraying and teasing. A controlled burn in the Cibola National Forest got out of control and the smoke drifted 100 miles east to town. The air turned as gritty as a winter night when everyone's fireplace is cranking out smoke. It tasted like too many Marlboros and smelled like an overbooked campground. Mechanics playing with fireworks in Malloy Dodge's paint storage room set the place on fire and it erupted in a cumulonimbus of black smoke. In May, the fires start in the southern New Mexico forests, the Lincoln.